Harry Potter, such an honor it is. Dobby, sir. Dobby the house elf. Oh, yes, sir. Dobby understand. Dobby wonders where to begin. Sit down. Oh. A fair Dobby. Dobby has heard of your greatness, sir. But never has he been asked to sit down by a wizard like an equal. No, I haven't. It was an awful thing to see. Dobby has come to warn you. Harry Potter must not go back to Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. There is a plot that will make terrible things happen. Harry Potter must promise Dobby not to go back to school. Then Dobby must do it, sir, for Harry Potter's own good. Hello? Harry Potter should have listened to Dobby. Harry Potter should have gone back home when he missed the train. Indeed, yes, sir. At least he would have been away from here. Harry Potter must go home. Dobby thought his bludger would have been enough to make Harry Potter see. Dobby feels most aggrieved, sir. Dobby had an iron in his hands. Dobby's used to death threats, sir. Dobby gets them 50 times a day at home. Not kill you, sir. Never kill you. Dobby only heard some. Anything of how Harry Potter triumph over he who must not be named. We house elves were treated like vermin, sir. Of course, Dobby is still treated like vermin. This, sir, is a mark for all house elves where we house elves could not be totally free unless our masters present us with clothes. Dobby has been given a sock. Master gave Dobby clothes. Dobby is free. Dobby has no master. Dobby is a free elf. And he has come to save Harry Potter and his friends. Such a lovely place to be with friends. Dobby's true friend, Harry Potter.